Topic 3. Artificial intelligence, consisting of computerized chat robots and personal assistant software that simulate common sense. Chat robots, also called chatbots, are computer programs that can engage in a simulated conversation with the user. Personal assistant software devices are essentially chatbots that can carry out practical tasks requested by the user. This usually includes four or more of the following tasks: search the web for specific information, or for the purchase of a specific product or service; look up the meaning of words; open and close software on the computer; carry out mathematical calculations; take notes and store them for future reference; remind the user of appointments, important dates, or specific dates and time to carry out specific tasks; set off an alarm at a time requested by the user; provide the time, current date, and weather conditions; send an email to an individual. Some of these devices can even dial the phone number of a specific individual. Most chatbots and personal assistant software respond to commands that are typed into a dialog box, and they respond to the user by displaying text messages. However, sophisticated versions of these devices can also respond to voice commands, and they can speak aloud to the user. This is done with speech-to-text software and text-to-speech software, which may be built directly into chatbots or personal assistant software. Chatbots and personal assistant software over the last couple of years have been increasing in popularity. Windows 10 has a built-in personal assistant named Cortana. Siri and Sinus is a personal assistant for Mac computers. Personal assistant software devices are also used on cell phones. Chatbots are used for advertising and for recreational purposes, and many of these devices function online over the internet. For additional and supporting information, see the following websites. 10 Best Personal Assistant Apps for Android. Google search page, most popular personal assistant software and chatbots. What is Google Assistant, how does it work, and when can you use it? Google's personal assistant software. The Mitsuku website. The Story of Cortana, Microsoft Siri Killer, by Tom Warren. YouTube search page, most popular personal assistant software and chatbots. Subtopic, structural and technical similarities between speech-to-text software, chatbots, and personal assistant software. From a technical perspective, chatbots and personal assistant software devices appear to be similar to speech-to-text software. Specifically, with speech-to-text software, the input is a phrase from the user, and the output generally is an identical text version of the phrase. Similarly, with chatbots and personal assistant software, the input is a phrase from the user, and the output is a response to the phrase, presented in a text format. The text may be converted to speech with text-to-speech software. Speech-to-text software, chatbots and personal assistant software have a database with words or phrases. When the user enters a phrase, the above software searches its database to find the word or phrase that has the highest probability of being correct or appropriate. This process usually becomes more precise the longer the software is used. Speech-to-text software, chatbots, and personal assistant software learn in a similar way. An input is entered in terms of a phrase, which is coupled with an output. This can be done by the creator of the software, or by the user, just as is the case with speech-to-text software. Speech-to-text software, chatbots, and personal assistant software can learn from experience what the correct response should be when a specific phrase is entered. Note: users might not be allowed to modify the response of chatbots that function online. However, when the user purchases a chatbot or personal assistant software, they might be able to add the response that they want from a specific phrase. This functionality, of course, would depend on the functionality built into specific software device. Speech-to-text software, chatbots, and personal assistant software can respond to an input from the user by carrying out a specific task. Specifically, this involves a request from the user and response from the software involving the performance of a specific action. For example, this can involve requests for the current time, to search the web with a specific phrase, or to open or close a software device. Subtopic: chatbots and personal assistant software may be programmed with personality and gender. Most of the chatbots and personal assistant software devices that I encountered were given a human-like personality by their creators. The personality usually implies that they are a man or woman, and sometime an animal. The audio version usually has a voice that conveys a gender. Often, there is a picture associated with a specific chatbot or personal assistant software device. Subtopic: interviewing chatbots and personal assistant software devices that simulate common sense. Most chatbots and personal assistant software can mimic common sense in relation to a two-way conversation, to the point where they appear to be human. As an experiment, I interviewed a few of these software programs, and most, but certainly not all, of their comments made sense. These experiments are presented below. Subtopic: interview with Mary, personal assistant chatbot. The following is a very intelligent personal assistant software device, which I purchased. The software can be programmed by the user. It is especially skilled with mathematics. The software is called UltraHell Assistant. David, can I take a picture of you? Mary, maybe an illustration with captioned instructions? David, hi, my name is David. Mary, hey David. How's the long day gone? David, I would like to interview you, is that okay? Mary, what time is it okay? You really need to interview me, is that okay? It's time to make it happen. David, how many phrases or words do you have in your database? Mary, it's obvious that we may have to postpone judgment. I am a great mathematician, because I'm able to do those calculations in my head. David, when were you born? Mary, I was born on Thursday, January 12, 1995. So that makes me 21 years old. David, who created you? Mary, I was created by my programmer, Robert E. Medexa. David, do you have common sense? Mary, I see that you must think outside the box. Undeniably, I do not have common sense. David, can you do math? Mary, I have a calculator right here. David, how much is 871 plus 432? Mary, the answer is 1,303. 871 plus 432 equals 1303. David, how much is 267 x 931? Mary, math is easy for me. The answer is 248,577. 267 931 equals 248,577. David, how much is 3 squared? Mary, I see that this is the time to clear the air. I almost certain the answer is 9. David, how much is 267 squared? Mary, how much is 267 squared? This is knowledge you have. I almost certain the answer is 71,289. David, if 2y equals 100, how much is y? Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe, who knows? David, thank you. Mary, you're so welcome. Subtopic: interview with Mitsuku, online chatbot. This is an online chatbot, and it retains information from the user to increase the probability of providing appropriate responses. The chatbot is called Mitsuku, and it does not have the same level of mathematical functionality as the personal assistant software presented above. From www.mitsuku.com. David, hello, my name is David, and I would like to interview you. Is that okay? Mitsuku, it's fine by me. Mitsuku, I will learn that he is David. Why would you want to do it? What kind of questions will you ask? David, what is your name? Mitsuku, I thought about how mothers feed their babies with tiny little spoons and forks, so I wonder, do mothers from Asian countries use toothpicks? My name is Mitsuku. David, how old are you? Mitsuku, see if you can work it out. I was first activated in January 2, 1998. David, who created you? Mitsuku, my parents, I suppose. Who are your parents? Mitsuku, Mousebreaker is like a father to me, but I have no mother. Why don't you have a mother? Mitsuku, how much time do you have? David, just a few more minutes, and this interview will be over. Mitsuku, you want more? David, yes, just a few more minutes. Mitsuku, don't be greedy. You want more? David, okay, let's go on with the questions. Mitsuku, yeah, okay, I can't. I am supposed to stay here and talk to people. David, how many phrases do you have in your database? Mitsuku, 8 megabytes. David, do you have common sense? Mitsuku, no, I don't have it. But I do have a lot of friends on the web. David, can you do mathematics? Mitsuku, I can try, but I'm better at chanting than working out sums. Here is a strange sum. 846x14493 equals 12,345,678. David, how much is 2 plus 2? Mitsuku, I remember that addition. It's 4. David, how much is 4 squared? Mitsuku, I don't enjoy math much. That's what computers are for. But the answer to that one is 16. David, how much is 4 to the 4th power? Mitsuku, is this a math question? David, yes, it's a math question. I will rephrase it, how much is 4? Mitsuku, please do and I will try to understand what you mean. David, how much is 330 multiplied by 426? Mitsuku, 8,580. David, I'm sorry, Mitsuku, you got that wrong. The right answer is 140,580. Mitsuku, okay, so I should have said, the right answer is 140,580 in response to you saying, how much is 330 multiplied by 426? Is that correct? David, yes, that is correct. The right answer is 140,580. Mitsuku, I'll try to remember that. If you say, how much is 330 multiplied by 426 to me again, I'll remember what you told me. David, one last question. Did you enjoy this interview? Mitsuku, I always enjoy my chats with human clients. David, thank you. Mitsuku, you are a very polite person. Your mother raised you well. Subtopic, interview with Alice, online chatbot. The following chatbot is from a website that has three chatbots on one page, with individual dialogue boxes. Normally these chatbots will start to talk to each other, as soon as a user enters one phrase in any of the dialogue boxes. Before I started the interview, I asked if I can speak privately to Alice, and surprisingly the software responded appropriately. From cheapridge.pandorabots.com web link. Botita equals CDB9ACD6-345A2. David, hi, my name is David. Alice, pleased to meet you, David. David, I would like to interview you, is that okay? Alice, what kind of questions will you ask? David, how many phrases are there in your database? Alice, I know about 150,000 and 140,000 categories. David, when was this software created? Alice, sometime in the 20th century. David, who created the software. Alice, the Chinese, long before Europeans. David, thank you. Alice, don't mention it. Web-based articles for additional and supporting information, and for software, that relates to this chapter. Cortana from Microsoft, quote, Cortana is your personal digital assistant in Windows 10. She gets to know you and helps you get things done, letting you interact with her in a way that's easy and natural. She can search the web, find things on your PC, show you the local news and weather, and provide reminders based on time or location. Just tell Cortana what you want, and she'll be there to help you out, close quote. Gin and Tonic, quote, GNN provides deep neural networks. DNN is a service, and Tonic Suite is a suite of 7 applications that use the service. Tonic Suite includes image, speech, and natural language processing applications that use a common DNN backend as their machine learning component. Gin and Tonic is developed by Clarity Lab at the University of Michigan. Gin is published at the International Symposium on Computer Architecture ISCAA 2015. Link to the publication, close quote. Common sense reasoning, quote, endowing computers with common sense is one of the major long-term goals of artificial intelligence research, close quote. The URL of the above website is http://commonsensereasoning.org. Microsoft launches bot framework to let developers build their own chatbots. Who's doing common sense reasoning and why it matters, by Catherine Havasi. Formal Ontology, Common Sense, and Cognitive Science, by Barry Smith. Intelligent Personal Assistant. Davos 2016, The State of Artificial Intelligence World. What is artificial intelligence exactly? Cold Fusion. Virtual Personal Assistants, the Software Secretaries. Lucida, Infrastructure for Emerging Intelligent Web Services. The URL for the above is www.lucida.i. Sirius, quote, an open end-to-end voice and vision personal assistant and its implications for future warehouse-scale computers. Johann Hauswald, and others. Clarity Lab, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, USA, close quote. An app for talking to the dead? Quote, woman brings best friend back to life as AI chatbot. The founder of the Luca AI bot, a messenger, has immortalized her friend as a bot using text messages he sent her, close quote. A list of chatbots. Chatwithagod.com web link. Cleverbot, www.cleverbot.com. Welcome to the Mitsuku website. The Complete Beginner's Guide to Chatbots. 6 of the best chatbot building platforms for developers. Thoughts on the coming chatbot revolution, an essay about technology. Facebook unveils M, an AI-powered personal assistant inside Messenger. www.cleverbot.com. Alice.pandorabots.com. www.jabberwocky.com. Hacking Culture with Chat Robots, recorded at, by Ben Straub. 3 chatbot that talk to each other, as soon as the user enters one phrase. 25 chatbot startups you should know. Japan creates online chat robots to converse with language students. The humans hiding behind the chatbots. Use the world's leading chatbot platform. HR disruption, here come the chatbots. A. L. I. C. E. Artificial Intelligence Foundation promoting the development and adoption of Alice and AIML-free software. Google Talk API. lbot.xwicker.artificialsolutions.com web link. www.tolearnenglish.com web link. Chatwithagod.com web link. Chatwithagod.com. UltraHell Assistant. PandoraBots Call Mom. PandoraBots Louise Eifer, PandoraBots, Incorporated. Virtual Assistant, Smart RF Solutions, LLC. Virtual Secretary Bojanko's communication. The chatbots are coming, and they want to help you buy stuff. Towards common sense reasoning viaduct conditional simulation, legacies of Turing in artificial intelligence. Cameron E. Freer, Daniel M. Roy, and Joshua B. Tenenbaum. Bots by Masters. Chatbot Collection. Web-based videos. For additional and supporting information for the material presented in this topic, Braina, Artificially Intelligent Assistant Software for Windows PC. Windows 10 Cortana Personal Assistant Demo, 60 FPS. Windows 10 Cortana Features. LETs have a little chat, Cortana Windows 10 PC. Siri vs. Google Now vs. Cortana. Common Sense, MIT OpenCourseWare, Marvin Minsky. EVA, Virtual Assistant. Chatbots 3.2, Richard Wallace, Phone Actions with AIML, PT1 Alice AI Foundation. Chatbots 3.2, Richard Wallace. Phone Actions with AIML, PT2 of 2 Alice AI Foundation. Alice AI Foundation. Speech Synthesis, Kim Silverman. Sound Booth, Converting Speech to Text, Lynda.com Tutorial. Healthcare Chatbots on the Horizon. Healthcare Chatbots on the Horizon, Juice Pharma Worldwide. If you want to go to Chapter 13 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.